This Shabbos Kodesh is Chav Gimel Elul. Chav Gimel Elul is the yard site of the Akedas Yitzchak, Chusuk Eleinu Hashem Yikom Domam, is the Alexander Rebbe who was brutally killed by the Nazis in Treblinka in 1943. He was the son of the Tefer Shmuel, the previous Alexander Rebbe. Listen to a Torah that he says, which I think will be very much apropos to prepare us a little bit for what Shofar is all about, what the Kavana is to have before Shofar, and we're going to end off with two Mises with the Pnei Menachem. So a short Torah from that kid is Yitzchak HaShem, whose yard side is the Shabbos, and then it's going to lead us to the Mises, to the two Mises of the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe. Quotes the Pasuk in Bamidbar, he writes this on Rosh Hashanah, entry 143, Kuf Mem Gimel, says, Pasuk says in Bamidbar, V'imachas Yisko, Parshas Ba'lo Yisko, when Kadosh Baruch Hu charges Moshe to be able to tell Klal Yisrael to move. V'imachas Yisko, V'no'adu Elocha Nesim, Rosh Alfa Yisrael. They sound a long blast with one, the princes shall assemble to you the heads of Klal Yisrael's thousands. And the Rebbe reads it, V'imachas Yisko. What does that mean, V'imachas Yisko? And so, Pashup Shad is that you have a long blast, a long short blast. Says the Rebbe, says Akedas Yitzchak, V'zoyche La'achtus. No. When a Jew understands v'im ba'achas, a Jew's got to be ba'achas, ba'achtas, then he's ko. Then he can blow the shofar. Because if you want to be the ma'orah of the Kaddish Baruch Hu's rachamim, if you want to be ma'orah of the Kaddish Baruch Hu's mercy and Klal Yisrael, first it's got to be ba'achas. First you have to be ba'achas, then he's ko, then you can go into tkiyas shofar. And he says, this is the exact word, yom tru al yelechem. You know, the Pasuk says in Pinchas, Perichov Tes, it's yom tru al yelechem. He says, Yom Shrua, Shrua is a Lashon Reyes. Shezoichim la'achtus v'reyes ima Klal Yisrael. At the end of the day, the essence of Rosh Hashanah, the DNA, the pnimius of Rosh Hashanah, the pnimius of the shofar, is that we should gather together. And once a Jew gathers together, then we can be zocha to change from the shofar, can have the ultimate ability to change the Rabbon Hashem's chair from din to the chair of rachm. And we know that as the Medrash tells in Vayikra, when we blow the shofar, it changes the Kaddish Baruch Hu, our father's mood from din, from strictness, from gvura, to rachm, to compassion, to mercy. But first it's going to be ba'achas. In ba'achas, that we're achas, that we're together, then yisko. Then we can be zocha to have the shofar, and be zocha to have the tremendous rachm from the Rabbon Hashem. This is the exact leadway to the, I saw two mices from the Pnei Menachem, the beautiful art school, put out a beautiful biography from the Pnei Menachem. Listen to this first Maisa. First Maisa goes that there was a Hasidish, a Jew, who'd been so meticulous about every single mitzvah. He was lying in a hospital's ICU unit. He was unconscious and wasn't able to do anything. And the family knew how he literally had to be moser nefesh for mitzvah throughout his life. He always put on tefillin to hear the shofar sheikh luav. And their pain out there's issue that now during the month of El, he was not able to perform any of those special mitzvahs. Was very acute. His family members approached the Rebbe to ask the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, whether it was recommended to perform mitzvahs with him in the current state. Should we put tefillin on him every morning? Should we be making sure to blow shofar for him on a shoshan or shake the lulav with him on Sukkot? He's in the ICU. Says the Rebbe, in his present state, there's no reason to perform mitzvahs with him, except the mitzvah of shofar. Why the mitzvah of shofar, says the Rebbe? Because the blowing of shofar, regardless of whether a person is obligated, has the power to nullify the midas hadin, the attribute of strict justice. We know, like the Medrash says, we quoted before, the Rebbe then added a caveat that offered insight into his way of thinking. However, if you're going to blow the shofar, please be very careful when blowing the shofar. You should not in any way disturb the other sick people in the hospital. Make sure when you do your mitzvah of shofar, you don't disturb the other sick people in the hospital. So even though the Rebbe was so machbid to tell this Chassidish Yid's family in the ICU to blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, you need to make sure you're careful about the achdus, care about the Avos Yisrael, caring about the needs of other people, not to wake them up, and to be sensitive to others. This is the whole word about the Kedis Yitzchak. The shofar is the one of achdus. It's the one to be able, we want to bring a Kaddish Baruch Hu's rachamim, but it's got to be done with achdus, it's got to be done with sensitivity, compassion, sincerity for other people. And finally, the second ma'aseh we'll close. There was an old elder chassid in the Gelert Beis Midrash from pre-war glory. He was one of the last remnants that saw four Ger Rebbes. For decades, he was honored with the tremendous mitzvah of he was going to be the Baal Tokei on the Rosh Hashanah, the Ger Beis Midrash in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. So first he was the Baal Dukeh in Poland, he went to the war, and then he was the Baal Dukeh in Rosh Hashanah in Yerushalayim. In late 1992, the first Rosh Hashanah after Pnei Menachem assumed the mantle of leadership. What happened was, it was time, all thousands of Jews came to be able to hear the shofar in the Ger Beis Midrash. And he said a resounding bracha, and there was a resounding amen. And then the Baal Kori said tekiah, and it was time to blow the shofar. And gathering every bit of his limited strength in an attempt to gown the sound out, he wasn't able to do. Nothing came out of the shofar. He tried to blow again and again, nothing came out. It was clear he was too weak. And they had to call a replacement up at the end of the day who blew tekiahs that Rosh Hashanah in the Ger Beis Midrash. After davening, all the Baal Tefillah, the members of the close family who lead the davening, are invited to Kiddush with the Rebbe. While there, the Rebbe thanked them for the efforts, and the Rebbe, who understood that the elderly Baal Tekiah, the first Baal Tekiah, must have been feeling very dejected, he got up and said, "The second Baal Tekiah blew so beautifully today, but I think the first Baal Tekiah blew even more beautifully." And the Rebbe went on to explain the Gemara, and Brachas tells us on Vav and Aleph, that a person who intended to perform a mitzvah and was unintentionally prevented from doing so, he's an oynes, he's considered as if he does the mitzvah. And the Rebbe Melech writes in Parshas Vayera that the person who is prevented from doing the mitzvah earns an even greater reward than one who performs the actual mitzvah. Why? Because when a person succeeds in doing a mitzvah, it's difficult for him to perform it without some degree of ulterior motive. He feels good about himself, said the Rebbe, and about the fact that he was able to perform the mitzvah. He realizes that people are listening to how well he performed the mitzvah. But a person who did not succeed in performing the mitzvah cannot possibly have any of those thoughts. Thus the Torah tells us, gives us credit, that even for the person who, at the end of the day, you successfully performed the mitzvah is even better for someone who tried and it didn't work. The Rebbe then praised the tzaddik, this elderly chassid, the first Baal Tekiah, for the beautiful bracha that he made in such years, shemayim, and feeling. And finally, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the elderly chassid did not even attempt to blow. Nevertheless, the Rebbe's attendant invited him to come to Kiddush as well. And the Rebbe said, and expressed his joy that the chassid had been invited, and telling, he told his gabbai, Reb Shapiro, the whole Kiddush was worth it, just so we could give encouragement to this Reb Tzaddik, this elderly chassid, and make him feel good. At the Kiddush, the Rebbe pointedly dispended a heartfelt bracha to Reb Tzaddik, a blessing with long years and clarity of mind, the Chavas Adas. The end of the day, Tekiah Shofar. The end of the day, the Rosh Hashanah is a day of Achdus. It's a day of unity. It's a day of tremendous Malchus. But if we want to be Mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ein Melech below Am, Chazal say. You can't be Mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam below Am without a nation. Ein Melech below Am. This is the message of the Kiddush Yitzchak, Zichus Gnei Hashem Kom Domet, whose yartz is this Shabbos. He was saying to Klal Yisrael, he was saying at the end of the day, maybe even in his last years, Ve'im Ba'achas Yisko. First Ba'achas, then Yisko. Then you could blow the shofar and get the Rabbono Shel Olam's tremendous rachman. And this is exactly what the Pnei Menachem told the family who was in ICU. When you do all the, you know, he's part of all the mitzvahs. Want to do the mitzvah shofar to Valdik? Because the mitzvah shofar could change your Chash Baruch from din to rachman. But make sure you're careful about not waking up and not disturbing others. And this is what the Pnei Menachem said in that last maisa, when the chassid who couldn't blow, and at the end of the day, he must have been so embarrassed. And he told him, the Gemara Bracha says that someone who did the mitzvah, who intended to perform a mitzvah, and he was an oynes, he couldn't do it, he's considered as if he did the mitzvah. And the Rebbe explained the Torah from the Rebbe, someone who does a mitzvah, he might have a little gaiva that he did it, but someone who didn't succeed in doing the mitzvah is on a higher level because he didn't do the mitzvah. And at the end of the day, the Pnei Menachem said, at the end of the day, he invited this chassan and said, this beautiful line, listen to this Avos Yisrael, Pnei Menachem, every Maisa Pnei Menachem has the Avos Yisrael. The second Baal Tekiah blew beautifully today, but I think the first Baal Tekiah blew even more beautifully. The whole essence, we want to understand what the number one preparation for Tekiah Shofar is. The number one preparation for Tekiah Shofar, and maybe even specifically this year, when we're not blowing the shofar because it's Shabbos. We know this Rambam say that Shabbos is Ma'ir the Rachamim, it takes place for the shofar. The number one way to prepare ourselves for Rosh Hashanah is by Mamech the Rabbono Shel Olam, by having more care and more Achdus and more unity, and more sensitive to others. And Be'ezus Hashem will be zocha to take this Torah from the Akedah Yitzchak on his Yartzeh, this Shabbos, and it should be ma'oyer the Avos Yisrael in us, to ma'oyer the Achdus we should have for our families, our friends, and all of Klal Yisrael. And when Be'ezus Hashem, when the Ribbono Shel Olam sees that we have tremendous Achdus for each other, then he'll bless us with a year of tremendous rachamim, a year of tremendous compassion, a year that we know we so desperately need the Ribbono Shel Olam's open, goimli chasarim toivim, and we need the Ribbono Shel Olam's complete mercy. And Be'ezus Hashem, through the koyach of Achdus, by the Tekiah Shofar, before the Tekiah Shofar, during the Tekiah Shofar, after the Tekiah Shofar, we should zoch Be'ezus Hashem to be me'orer our Father's loving compassion for his children. Be'ezus Hashem, Yisbarach Shchoich.